Hi everyone, and welcome back to Jinja Jinri Podcast. And today we are going to be talking about the do's and don'ts in a marriage. Now, I'm relatively new to being married, so it might not be the best advice, but so far these have worked for me. And this was a requested podcast by some of my followers on Instagram, so that's why I'm doing it. All right, so the first do is the small things. The small things make a big difference. So the first small thing that you could do is helping out with housework. Now, currently my husband is working and I'm a stay-at-home wife sort of thing. So I do most of the housework, but it's also nice because my husband helps me with certain things. So helping out with housework is a small thing that you could really make, you could really do to better your relationship. Another thing, another small thing that you can do is doing things without each other reminding. So like, you know, sometimes when your husband gets home from work, he just throws his socks, right? Some people get annoyed with it. I personally don't, so I don't really have a problem. But I've noticed that like those little things and like a wife or a husband having to remind your partner to like, hey, can you put it in the laundry? If that's something that triggers them is, you know, is not really pleasant. And so that's why like doing things without each other reminding each other what to do makes things work better. Another thing, another small thing is enjoying the time together. Now, this can mean a lot of different things, but for me is having like no or the least amount of distractions possible. So when we go out, like I see a lot of couples still on their phone, not really conversing. And I think that like all this like internet and having tablets, having, you know, internet that's really fast has really like made our relationship with our loved ones a lot harder because there's so many distractions. So just enjoying, solely just enjoying your time together and cherishing that certain moment is so important. Another small thing is a nice thoughtful message. Let's say your wife is at work, your husband's at work, they're studying, whatever, and they might be stressed out, and sending a nice message just reminding them that you love them, or I can't wait to see you tonight, like, oh, I'm gonna cook this for dinner, can't wait for you to try it. Things like that really brighten someone's day. So sending a nice little thoughtful message could really help. Okay, so the next do is adjust. Now, in any relationship, you need to also kind of adjust. You can't just expect that they will adopt to everything, like your lifestyle and your personality, your perspectives. So to make a marriage work, you need to adjust to each other. And we all have our little own ways of doing things, and that's what I'm talking about. It could be the smallest thing. Like, for example, with my relationship, my husband likes to fold his clothes a certain way, and I like to fold my clothes a certain way. So we grew up with two different ways of folding clothes. And as weird as it sounds, this might be like, if I folded his clothes my way, he might feel uncomfortable. And so like, we need to adjust. Like, I need to know how he folds his clothes so that if I, you know, have a situation where I have to fold his clothes, then I know how he wants it. So small things like that, we need to adjust. Also, we need to adjust our time and our lifestyle. We can't expect to have everything we want. So like, if I, when I was single, I would, you know, do Muay Thai, I would do Jiu-Jitsu, I would go out with friends, I would do this and that. But like, now that I am a married, you know, I'm married, I am a wife, I also need to change my lifestyle and adjust it a little bit so that I could spend time with my husband and sometimes do some chores that like both of us need to get done. So yeah, it's a change of a lifestyle. It's not like a complete change, but just a little bit of change. And of course, like, if you adjust, your husband or your wife is also gonna adjust. So it goes both ways. Another thing that I noticed that we need to adjust is having separate chores. So, for example, in my relationship, John, my husband, he likes doing laundry. and I don't mind not doing laundry. So he does the laundry and I do like the cleaning, the vacuuming, and the dishwashing. So in your particular relationship, maybe someone likes to wash the dishes. You know, there are people who actually feel like they relieve stress by washing dishes, and some people do it by doing laundry. So everyone is different. So we need to know who enjoys doing what, or if you guys both don't enjoy doing it, who enjoys it a little bit more than the other person. So this is something we need to adjust. Okay, so the third do is getting to know each other. Like, get to know each other. One important thing that I notice is getting to know each other's triggers. Now, trigger could be anything. It could be a word. It could be an expression. It could, you know, be a lot of things. And we need to know this because in certain situations when your partner is a little bit stressed or sensitive, if we know their triggers, we try to prevent it and we try to not do those things that maybe stress them out more or make them a little bit angry or sad or whatever emotion it is. So getting to know those triggers is really important. And also knowing what each other like and don't like. So if you know, let's say it's not even about feelings and emotions, it could be about things. And you know, if let's say your husband likes motorcycles, you can get something related to that for his birthday or as a gift. Or if you see something that he might like, you might give it to him. Or let's say something that they don't like. If they don't like, let's say for me, like I hate mouse, I hate mice, I hate rats, I hate rodents. So if when we walk on the street and my husband sees a mouse, he like prevents me from going to that in that direction. So, which is super helpful because if I saw that mouse, I would have screamed really loud and it would have been really embarrassing. So things like that is important, just getting to know each other. And also another thing that I find important is knowing each other's love language. Now in the internet, there's like a little test that you can know what your love language is. I believe there's like 5 love languages and mine is spending time, like quality time. So for me, that's the most important thing. Like if you spend time with me, then I feel loved more than anything else. And I think my husband's is the same. So it kind of works out. So we love spending time with each other, but it could be different. Let's say your love language is quality time, but someone else could be active service. Active service could be like cleaning for them or doing certain things for them. So it could all depend. And knowing this is so important so that you'll know how to take care and how to show them that you love them. Okay, so the next do is talk nicely in a nicer tone using the right words and the right expression. Now, this is so important, especially when you are in an argument or you're fighting. Make sure that you are careful with your words, your expression, your tone, and everything, because I realize when I have an argument with my husband, I tend to like make faces, I roll my eyes and stuff, and it's really, he told me that's really annoying and it really affects his feelings. So I try to be aware of that and not do that as often, but sometimes it just does come out. But I see, like I wasn't aware that I was making these expressions, and so now that I know, I try to be more, yeah, like I try to control myself a little bit more. And also this is more important when you're not even fighting, when you're talking about some important issues such as like finance or health or maybe something about your kids' education, something that is a little bit more sensitive and something that you might clash a little bit with your opinions, you need to be aware of how you're talking to each other. And I think this is why most people, like most couples, fight. They say like, what's with your tone, or what's that expression, why are you saying it like that? Like, you know how the argument goes, right? It's not like what you said, it's how you said it, like, you know, things like that. So it is really important to be aware of your tone, your words, and your expression. Okay, so the last do is express your love and thoughts. And now this is a very, like, it's common sense, but we don't do it as often as we should. I think that especially it's important to give compliments to each other. Like if, let's say, your husband fixed, you know, the faucet, you'll say like, oh, wow, like, thank you so much. You're amazing. I could have not done that without you. And make them feel good about it, you know? And always give compliments. Like, if they come home and they're tired, like, hey, I hope you had a good day, but if you didn't, I hope you will. I don't know. I'm the worst. Anyway, something like, you know, just, hey, you're doing a great job. I think the previous one wasn't that great of a compliment, but hey, like, you're doing a great job. Keep going. I'm so proud of you. Things like that. Okay, things like that would be better. Remember to say I love you. Remember to say thank you. Remember to say you're welcome, right? I think one of the most important things is saying thank you. You know, even little things like, hey, bringing out the trash, like, thank you so much for bringing out the trash. We tend to forget to say thank you as often as we should. But like in my relationship, we say thank you a lot. So even the smallest thing, like if my husband, I don't know, washes the dishes, I say like, thank you so much. You didn't have to do that, but you did. And I appreciate you. I say those things. And he says that to me all the time too. Even the slightest thing, like if I hug him, he says like, thank you so much for hugging me. And you know, expressing these things is really important in a relationship. Another thing you need to do is you need to tell them how you feel. At certain times, it could be a little bit uncomfortable. Yes, I agree with you. It can feel, you know, like, oh, what if I say this and my partner gets hurt? But in the process, you're stressing out yourself by not saying and expressing what you should to your partner. And if you say it nicely, they'll completely understand where you're coming from. So if you're uncomfortable with a certain thing that they said or a certain situation, you need to tell them, but tell them nicely. Like, for example, like, hey, I didn't like you saying that, or I didn't like that particular word that you used to describe me. I felt really uncomfortable. Like, you need to tell them because they don't know. And I also would appreciate if my partner tells me, because I don't know if I'm hurting them sometimes. See, this is another thing, knowing their triggers, and also like expressing that you're not comfortable, so it goes both ways. Okay, so now that we explored the do's, let's go to the don'ts. The number one don't is do not let the fight prolong. Okay, so if you guys had an argument or a fight, it's fine. Couples do that. Relationships, like, fights happen. It's normal. But don't let it, like, go over a day. Don't sleep on it. Like, make up within the day. I think the faster you make up, the better. Because sometimes we're, like, our pride gets in the way. And so we just, like, ignore each other. And then we sleep on it. We sleep on separate rooms. And then the next day, it's still a bad situation. So for me, the best thing to do is just make up within the day. As fast as you can, the better. The second don't is to take away from their private time. Now make sure that you have your separate time, like private, like not always together, because you want to respect their personal space. And just because you're in a relationship and you're a couple, you don't have to do everything together. So respecting someone's private time and their personal space, I think, is so important. Okay, so the third don't is don't force. Don't force things on your partner. For example, would be like maybe a hobby. So all right, I'm going to talk about it again, but I do jiu-jitsu and I love jiu-jitsu and I want my husband to try it, but it's not for him. He doesn't want to do it. At first, I tried to force him to do it a little bit and it wasn't good. So I respect him and I just do my own thing. I don't force him to do it anymore. If he wants to, I'll be very happy to. But if he doesn't want it, it's completely fine. Another thing that you shouldn't force is friendships. So if you have your own group of friends, you don't have to force them or force your husband to become friends with them. Like, you know, certain personalities, they just don't get along. It doesn't mean that, you know, they're bad people. It's just certain personalities click. And you don't have to force your friends and your partner to get along. If they do, that's good. But if they don't, like, you don't have to see them together. You could just have your separate time and see your friends. And he could have his separate time with his friends. So, yeah, don't force friendship. The last but not the least, don't force relationship with each other's family. Now, this is a little bit tricky because once you're married into someone, like, you're kind of like family already. But I think it takes time and you shouldn't force them to get along right away. And for some people, it's really hard to build relationships quickly. And like me, I am an introvert, so it takes me a while to open up to people. Even though I know that they're now family. So it's important that you don't like ask your partner to be like, hey, why don't you hang out with my brother or sister? Like, you don't force it. Let it just happen naturally. Like, if they don't really, you know, click, it's fine. I mean, they don't have to live with each other. They just have to see each other once in a while. As long as they're not like fighting all the time, it should be okay for me. And, you know, slowly with time, relationships get to build up. And so you just have to be patient and don't force them to get along right away. So, yeah, so I discussed some do's and don'ts in a marriage. Hopefully it was helpful. I am still sort of a newbie. So I tried my best to give you some tips that I currently use. And it's always a work in progress for me. Marriage is, you know, you have to work together. And it's going to get harder with a child. I don't have a baby yet, but I heard stories that it will get harder, but it's worth it. So there you have it. Do's and don'ts in a marriage. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. And I'll see you in the next one. Bye.